Thank you very much indeed, Larissa, for your ministry and song tonight. How lovely it is to be brought again to the cross. It's lovely a young lady tonight can still sing, that there is still young ladies yet who through the ministry of song brings us to the cross. And I want to thank Larissa and very much indeed. And I want to thank also Alan for his warm words of welcome again this evening. And a big word of thank you to you for coming out tonight. And if you're sitting in front of a fire on a night like that, mind you, it's hard to shift. And the old devil can soon put thoughts into your mind, knock, whilst you the fire's warm, and stay at home. But I want to thank you for coming tonight. And I want to thank the Emerson family for having us for hospitality today. We thank them for their friendship over the years, and we do trust that the Lord will bless them for their hospitality today. Shall we just bow in a wee word of prayer just before we open the Holy Scriptures this evening? Our Father and our God, this evening we just pray that now that thou would put a hush over the meeting. And Lord, tonight that thou would close us now in with thyself. And Lord, as we turn now to the sacred page of Holy Scripture, that Lord, tonight we would hear thy voice. We pray, Lord, that thou would put a grip on sinners' hearts this evening. That tonight there will be genuine conviction of sin. Pray, Lord, there will be genuine repentance. And Lord, tonight we pray that there will be genuine conversions. Thank thee, Lord, tonight that this is still the day of grace. And Lord, salvation is still possible for lost sinners. And now, Lord, I am trusting thee and thee alone for power. For thy power, Lord, it cannot fail. And the word that thou thyself hast given to me, it shall and it must and it will prevail. Now, Lord, give us that prevailing word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to turn with me tonight in your Bibles. We're turning to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, please. The book of Ezekiel, chapter number 33. The text that God has laid upon my heart this evening is going to do something wonderful. In fact, it's God that's going to do something wonderful tonight through this text. What God tonight, not George McConnell, but what God's going to do. God's going to open up his heart for every one of us here this evening. And through this text tonight, God is going to reveal the throbbings of his heart for you. Especially you tonight that's not saved. Especially you tonight that are still lost in your sin. God is going to open up his heart for you this evening. And God is going to let you feel and see the throbbings of his love for you, dear lost soul, this evening. So many people tonight have silly notions and sad notions concerning God's thoughts, concerning God's heart, concerning God's attitude towards sinners. They're far from scriptural this evening. Some people believe that God loves the good, but he hates the bad. Wonder, do you believe that tonight? For many, many people do. Believe tonight that God loves the good, but he hates the bad. Others believe tonight, God loves the religious, but he hates the heathen. Wonder, do you believe that tonight? Because many do. Many believe that God loves the religious, but he hates the heathen. Wonder, do you believe that tonight? God loves the good and hates the bad. Wonder, do you believe that tonight? God loves the religious, but he hates the heathen. Wonder tonight, do you believe that God loves the kind, but he hates the cruel? Because many people do believe that tonight. Many people do believe God loves the kind but hates the cruel. God loves the religious but he hates the heathen. God loves the good but he hates the bad. Let me tell you, friend, tonight. When I read John chapter 3, verse 16, do you know what John 3, 16 doesn't teach me? John 3, 16 doesn't teach me God loves the good and hates the bad. John chapter 3, verse 16 doesn't teach me or tell me that God loves the religious and hates the heathen. John 3, 16 doesn't tell me that God loves the kind and hates the cruel. Do you know what John 3, 6 teaches me? That God loves the cruel as much as he loves the kind. Do you know what John 3, 16 teaches me? God loves the heathen as much as he loves the religious. Do you know what John 3, 16 teaches me? God loves the bad tonight as much as he loves the good. What I can reveal to you in this text tonight, God loves the bad. God loves the heathen. God loves the cruel. Mind you, there was nobody more cruel in the New Testament like Saul of Tarsus. Tell me, did God hate him? God didn't hate Saul of Tarsus. You know what God did? God loved him. Now God not only loved him, but he saved him. Think you the Philippian jailer tonight, a man that was so godless and so Christless. 2 minutes to midnight, you had no time for God. But God hate that man. God didn't hate that man. 12 o'clock midnight, God shook that man's heart. God shook his soul. God shook his very mind. And God not only spoke to him, God saved him. Listen, love, God might have to do terrible things to awaken you out of your slumber and sleep of death. And God has. God has in times past, friend, done terrible things to get people to waken up to their need. Ah, no, friends. My text tonight is going to show you tonight that God loves the bad. My text tonight is going to prove to you that God loves the heathen. My text tonight is going to prove to you tonight that God loves the cruel. And I'll tell you what else my text is going to prove tonight. My text is going to prove that God loves you. Now, what does God want to say to us tonight? Well, I'll tell you where you'll find my text. It's Ezekiel chapter 33, and it's verse number 11. Now, I want you to really listen quietly and listen very clearly as to what I'm going to say here and what God says. Now, here, Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Now, let's read it slowly. And this is what God says. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? Now let me repeat that text and let me read it again. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? And we know that God will bless that text tonight to our hearts. As I have said this evening, this text in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse number 11, allows you and I to see tonight into the very loving heart of Almighty God. In this text tonight, we can see into the very heart of God for you tonight that is lost. Tonight, the first thing God wants you to see as you and I look into his heart tonight, God wants you to see tonight that in his heart there is love for sinners. In God's heart tonight, There's love for sinners. In God's heart tonight, love, there's love for you. In God's heart tonight, sir, there's love for you. How do I know, friend, that God's love tonight in God's heart, there's love for you? Well, you listen to what God says in that text. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. You may say to me, well, George McConnell, that doesn't include me tonight. Sure, I'm not a wicked person. Well, do you know who the wicked are? I'll tell you who the wicked are tonight. The wicked are the unsaved. Because that's how God sees the unsaved, right? Wicked. You might be religious, love, but God sees you as a wicked person tonight. The wicked are the unconverted. The wicked tonight are the unsaved. The wicked tonight are the unrighteous. And listen, love, if you're not saved in this meeting tonight, listen, sir, if you're not saved in this meeting tonight, that's how you stand before a holy God. You stand before him as a wicked person. This is what God thinks of you tonight. For I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Last Thursday morning at 9:30, I was conducting a funeral service at Roselawn Crematorium. As I stood before the people gathered there, I pointed over to the coffin and I said, here's something that this man's doing now that he never done in his lifetime. And they looked at me as if I had two heads. Here in this coffin, I said, this man here is doing something now that he never did in his lifetime. What did that man in Roselawn Cemetery lying in that coffin do there that day that he never done in his lifetime? You know what he did? He was reminding every one of us gathered the words of 2 Samuel 14 and 14. You know what 2 Samuel 14 and 14 says? For we all must needs die tonight. Do you know, dear unsaved friend, you're going to die? Someday, unsaved person, you're going to take that final breath. Someday, unsaved friend, your day on earth is going to close. Your life on earth is going to come to an end, sir. And God tonight wants to say to you, but I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I have no pleasure in the death of the unsaved. I have no pleasure in the death of the unconverted. I have no pleasure in the death of the unrighteous. I have no pleasure in the death of the ungodly. For they'll go to hell and perish if they die. Because if you die unsaved, love, if you die unsaved, sir, you're going to hell. Friend, it's about time we wakened up this evening and realized that this life is short, death is on its way, and you're not ready, and you're not saved. Hell awaits you tonight. Hell awaits you. And friend, this evening, listen to me. Listen, God loves you tonight. God doesn't want you to die without Christ. God doesn't want you to die unsaved. For in the heart of God, I see the love of God. The love of God for sinners. Many years ago in the old city of Dusseldorf, there was a great artist. His name was Stenberg. Every painting that he painted, every portrait he painted every detail, every portrait, it was just as if you were there. As if the portrait was alive. Every detail was painted. He was a godless man and he was a Christless man, this man called Stenberg. One day he decided to go across this forest for a wee walk. As he walked across this forest, he met a lovely young girl picking blueberries. beautiful young girl, and she was picking blueberries and putting them into her wee basket. She was so beautiful to look upon, this wee lassie. He said to her, "My name's Stenberg, and I'm a gifted artist. Would you come to my parlor? I want to paint a portrait of you." And she agreed. And off she went. And she went to this man's parlor to have her portrait painted. But as soon as she entered his parlor, there was a painting that captured her attention. Right away she went over to it. It was a painting of the crucifixion. Stenberg painted every detail. You could almost feel the anguish. Almost feel the pain of the Lord Jesus as he hung upon the cross. You can see the very anguish in his eyes. You can see the very pain reek right down through his body. And this wee lassie come over to him and said, "What's this painting?" And Stenberg says, "That's a story that I painted. That I painted from a book called the Bible." And she says to Stenberg, "Tell me the story. Tell me the story." And this godless, Christless man knew enough about the painting to tell the story. He explained in full detail who the person on the cross was and why he was there. And the wee lassie looked up into Stenberg's face and said, "Do you know him who loved you this much?" "Do you mean, Mr. Stenberg, that the one on the middle cross that you painted, that it's true that he died for me, Mr. Stenberg? "Oh, yes. The story goes that he died for you and he died for me." "Why?" Stenberg went on to tell the story. And there, standing in that parlor, the godless, Christless Stenberg told her the gospel story. And through telling the gospel story, God spoke even to Stenberg. And through telling the story of God's love, Stenberg himself got saved. How many times, sir, in Lurgan Baptist Church have you heard the story? The story of God's love for you. And you sit in this meeting tonight as hard as nails, untouched. I want you to see tonight the crucified Christ as he hung upon the cross. Just see him as the wee lassie saw him. Hanging, crucified, bleeding, suffering for you, so unsaved friend. And he's there because it was your sin, my sin, our sin that put him there. And every one of us in this meeting is guilty of the crucifixion of Christ. But God loves you tonight. Look to the cross. Look to the bleeding, dying form of one. And through the crucified Savior, God saying to you tonight, "I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Look what I've done for you. Look what I've done for you." An unsaved soul in this meeting tonight, look at how much God loves you. Look to the cross. Look to Christ tonight, who hung and suffered and bled for you there and died for you there. That's God's love this evening in all its fullness. "For I have no pleasure and the death of the wicked. In the heart of God tonight, there is love for the sinner. I'll tell you something else tonight when I look into this text. In God's heart, there's not only love for the sinner. In God's heart tonight, there is a longing for the sinner. You know what? God longs for you to do something tonight. Listen to the text. But the wicked, but the unsaved, the unconverted, would turn from his way and live. That's what God wants you to do tonight. He wants you to turn from your own way. You know, friend, there's many people this evening, and they're blinded believing that their way is going to get them to heaven. They're blinded in believing it, that God is going to accept them on their grounds and on their terms. And there's many people this evening in the north of Ireland who are poisoned with that illusion. Wonder you here today, and you're poisoned and you're blinded by that illusion. Oh, I'm good enough and I will be good enough to get into heaven. You know, the book of Proverbs 14 and 12 says, there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but in the end thereof are the ways of death. In the end thereof is the flames of hell. In the end thereof will be, at the end of it all tonight, the lake of fire. A person who says they're good enough is saying to God tonight, listen, my way equals your way. It's a great sin to believe that tonight. It's a great sin to believe that your way equals the sacrifice of Christ. That's blasphemy tonight. Equally, it's blasphemy to believe that your way equals the blood of Christ. That's blasphemy. And tonight, what's blasphemy is that you believe your way equals the truth of Christ. Blasphemy. And there's many self-righteous, religious people tonight in the north of Ireland and in the town of Lurgan and in the kingdom of Mourne and in Kilkeel, and they're on the road to hell believing their way is the only way. And God pleads and God longs for sinners to do something tonight, but the wicked would turn from his way and live. I think it's about time we listen to the Lord Jesus. What does the Lord Jesus say? John 14 and 6. Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, whether you're Catholic or Protestant, orange or black, no man cometh to the Father but by me. And I think it's about time you stop tonight and listen to what God is saying to your heart, to your soul, to your mind. Turn from your ways and live. God longs tonight for you to turn from all the silly notions that you have in here, that you're good enough. Because God wants you to know tonight you're not good enough. Unsaved way, friend, tonight, your way is taking you down the broad road to hell and to destruction. Feel the throbbing of God's heart tonight. I have no pleasure in the death of the unsaved. but that the unsaved or the wicked would turn from his way and live. There's a message from God's heart to your heart tonight. I will take no pleasure in your death if you die unsaved. In God's heart, can you see it tonight? I'll tell you, can you feel it? There's the love in God's heart. There's the longing in God's heart. Mark this one tonight. Look closely into the heart of God. You'll not only find there a love, and you'll not only find in God's heart a longing, you'll find tonight in God's heart a laying. Oh yes. You'll find in God's heart a laying. Because this is what the text says. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die? God wants you to see tonight on this line there's two sides. On one side tonight there's God's call. Turn ye from your evil ways. You don't have to be a drunkard to be put into this category tonight. You don't have to be a Hitler to be put into this category tonight. You just have to reject God's salvation to be put into this category tonight. You just have to reject God's Son to be put into this category tonight. It's a serious matter to reject God's Son. And it's a serious sin this evening to reject God's call. Wonder, are you in this meeting tonight? And God has been speaking quite recently. Maybe through a sickness. And you've heard him calling you, turn ye from your evil ways. Maybe there's been a death. Maybe there's been a tragedy. And God has been speaking. God has been calling. And tonight in this gospel meeting, he's calling you right now, turn ye from your evil ways. Turn ye from rejecting my Son. Turn ye from turning your back upon my offer of salvation. Turn ye. And I'll tell you, I'm going to bring you to the other side of the line now. Because not only on that one side do you see God's call, on the other side of that line you've got man's choice. For why will ye die? It's not God's choice tonight that you perish. It's not God's choice that you die unsaved. Your choice. And you don't know what's going to happen this week. There's a young lassie, just 29 years of age. Tracy and I know of the family. Don't know a big pile about them, but we know of them. The wee lassie was home for Christmas. Just passed. Celebrated Christmas with her family. Opened her presents on Christmas morning. 29, not 89, 29. Boxing Day, she felt a wee flu symptom. Gradually got worse and they brought her into hospital. soon discovered it was serious. And she started to ask the question to the nurses that were attending her. Here's the question she asked, am I going to die? Am I going to die? Boxing Day was on a Tuesday. And she died on the Wednesday. And you don't know. Not one in this meeting anywhere knows. You could be wheeled up to the front of this church before next week's out. And it could be you in a coffin here. And how shall we escape tonight God's judgment? How shall we escape God's hell if we neglect so great salvation? And what a tragedy. If this was to be your last Sunday evening, and you saw, and you felt God's heart of love for you, God loves you tonight. He says to your heart, I have no pleasure in your death if you die unsaved. He's calling you tonight. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why? Oh, why? Will you die? Let's bow in a wee word of prayer together. Every head bowed now, please, and every eye